perfection. Recently, I visited a flower arrangement exhibition. One of the exhibitors was the wife of a Buddhist minister here in Chicago. She has been teaching flower arrangement for many decades and has several hundred students. Every year, I admire her work, but I was particularly impressed this year. Her arrangements are always very simple. This year's arrangement consisted of a single flower, a chrysanthemum. However, placed in an important position next to this single flower was a worm-eaten leaf. Usually, half-dead or half-destroyed leaves are discarded. Yet, this leaf was placed in a most important location, on the top. Despite its half-eaten condition, this leaf looked so shiny. This leaf had no hesitancy, no inferiority complex. It did not matter that it was imperfect. It was treated no differently than a perfect leaf would have been. There was a deep philosophy in this flower arrangement. We are apt to become attached to what we normally consider the good or perfect things in life. This imperfect leaf teaches us that even dead leaves have a living place. Our daily lives are continuously challenged by many things. Life is complex and filled with innumerable choices. We need to look into our own lives and understand how to meet the many things which confront us today. Our consumer-oriented society bombards us with a tremendous number of effective advertisements. Department stores and supermarkets have so many similar items, yet each claims to be the best, and we must choose one for our individual needs. Often we do not know which is best. We are faced with instant choices and immediate decisions. There are many other changes that could be listed in fashions, in technology, and in the increasing mechanization so prevalent today. There also have been changes in our morals, and many different lifestyles are possible today. Our way of life is too dualistic, right and wrong, good and bad, this and that. These shallow multiplicities dilute our lives. We have to be ourselves. If we are controlled by our environment, endless frustrations and problems result. One must live his own life. We have to realize that the world in which we live is of our own making. It is by straightening out our own minds that we can become serene and happy. Buddhism is a subjective way of life. Each individual creates his own world. Each individual has a place. Each of us is unique and perfect. Some of us are short, some are tall. Some people are more skilled than others. It does not make any difference. Everyone is the best in this whole world. I am reminded of a story about a monk named Banzan. One day, as Banzan was walking through a market, he overheard a customer say to a butcher, "Give me the best meat that you have." The butcher replied, "All the meat in my store is the best. Every piece is the best I have." Upon hearing this, Banzan was enlightened. The discovery that each of us is the best is very important. This holds not only for each individual, but also for what is done. Each time we do something is crucial. Each moment is of unique importance. Every word we speak and every little thing we do is unique and perfect. A trivial thing is the most important thing in the whole world. Buddhism brings this kind of awareness to life. We become aware that a half-eaten leaf is a perfect leaf.